And we have reached our last batch of news. A mixed bag, as always, ranging from a meteor shower over Norfolk to an unusual shop in Tombland and works required to the Memorial Garden at City Hall. The Delta Aquarids meteor shower is set to light up the skies over Norfolk during the next month. The shower is expected to be visible from July the 12th to August the 23rd, with the peak falling on or near July the 29th. It can produce around 20 meteors per hour at its peak, but can also provide a number of meteors for several days before and after the peak. The moon may pose a problem this year for keen watchers, as its glare could hide the meteors. But the best chance of catching it is by viewing the shower after midnight in a dark location. The meteors are most likely to be visible starting at 2 a.m, peaking at around 3:30 a.m. Meteors are small chunks of debris left behind in the wake of comets and asteroids. And when the Earth passes through this, it scoops up a number of the pieces and then they fall into the atmosphere. These objects then burn up and appear as shooting stars in the sky. August will also see meteor shower Perseids, which will peak on the night between August the 12th and 13th.
The owners of Norwich's tiniest shop, based in a historic phone kiosk, are shocked after the premises went up for sale for an eye-watering sum. Simon Ward only opened Simply Cactus in the phone box in Tombland a month ago to find the owner is now selling it at auction, and he's been left stunned by its guide price of £35,000, more money than a two-bedroomed holiday home currently for sale in Hemsby. Mr. Ward, who opened the Cactus shop with friends, said, "I'm shocked. I only found out when someone came along to take photos of the phone box, saying it was up for sale. I leased it for 6 months, but after that it looks like the Cactus shop will be homeless. It's attracted a lot of attention since I opened, although the weather hasn't been good for cacti. It's been a lot of fun, but I don't know what I'm going to do." He pays £3,000 a year to rent the phone box, which is a special listed K6 Jubilee one, originally built to commemorate the silver jubilee of the coronation of King George V. Standing 8 feet 3 inches high and measuring just 3 feet square, it was designed by Sir Giles Gilbert Scott, who created London's Battersea Power Station and the former Bankside Power Station, now the Tate Modern. BT sold off its red kiosks, practically giving them away for £1 for communities. Others are for sale from around £2,750, but a licence is needed for business use, which the Tombland one has got. This phone kiosk also has electricity and is for sale at live stream auction with no extra service charges or ground rent to pay. It's a heritage site, so you can't alter, remove them or alter the exterior. The kiosk is registered as a listed building at Historic England.
Work costing £70,000 is needed to stop flooding in Norwich's War Memorial Gardens because a seal to prevent it was not put in place during a £2.6 million restoration work. The Grade 2 listed memorial gardens at the top of Norwich Market were repaired, revamped and refurbished in 2011. But Norwich City Council needs to spend £70,000 to prevent flooding in the gardens and into the undercroft below because of oversights during that revamp. The lack of a seal or weep holes to allow water to escape from the grassed area has caused water damage in the structure of the 1938 built terrace. And there has been severe water ingress in the undercroft, with water running down the back wall and through electrical conduits. The undercroft is meant to be housed for art exhibitions, but there have been occasions when artwork has suffered water damage due to the leaks. The council has applied to its own planning committee for permission to add a liquid plastic membrane and flashing system on the back wall of the terrace to resolve the problem. They say the £70,000 work will be colour matched as closely as possible to the stonework. The City Council was unable to explain why a seal had not been installed when the memorial gardens were revamped. The council said historic information was not available, but they were not planning to take any action against the original contractor.
New direct flights from Norwich Airport to Devon have launched, costing from around £200 per person returned. Regional airline Loganair has launched its new Monday, Wednesday, Friday and Sunday direct service between Norwich and Exeter. Flights leave Norwich at 4:25 p.m. and arrive in Exeter at 5:30, costing around £208 return per person. Operated using a 49-seat Embraer 145 regional jet, the route comes as flying abroad is still tricky because of coronavirus regulations. It comes as its previous service from Norwich to Newquay was scrapped back in 2019. Loganair also restarted its flights from Norwich to Edinburgh up to four times per week. This service was cancelled due to coronavirus last year. Flights leave Norwich just after midday and arrive at 1:25 p.m, leaving Edinburgh at 11 a.m. and arriving back at 12:10 p.m. Return flights are around £345 per person. Kay Ryan, Loganair's chief commercial officer, said the services will provide essential connectivity for businesses as the economy begins to recover and allow loved ones from across the UK to finally reconnect.
Norfolk gardeners were basking in the sun for this year's Norfolk Garden Show over last weekend. From hundreds of exhibitors throughout the weekend to live music and great food and drink, there was a feeling of post-COVID normality in the air. The Norfolk Garden Show has returned after a 5 to 6 year hiatus, and the antique fair was running for the first time in 19 months. Matthew Upson, director of Aztec Garden Shows, said both events have been very popular this weekend and people are craving a great day out after COVID. "It feels fantastic to be back. We've done a lot of events in Blenheim Palace, Essex. We are about 6 or 7 events in now, and with each one, people are just so happy to be back out. As an event company, we had a year when we couldn't do anything. It is great to see the exhibitors selling to everyone again, as well as smiles all round." Well, we've now arrived at the end of this edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you have enjoyed it. As usual, we remind you that when you have finished with the recording, pop the memory stick in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, not forgetting to turn the address label over. We always mention this, but it is worth repeating that you do not have to pay any postage at all, as the postal service is free. Don't forget to continue listening, as you have the delights of Let's Talk following on.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition, and thanks go to the team which has produced it. The editor today was myself, Christine Gillam, and the sound recordist was Eddie Elmhurst. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. We are checking phone calls and emails remotely all the time. However, as the recordings are fortnightly, it may take a little longer to get back to you, so we ask you to be patient. Also, do bear in mind that at present, as we are operating fortnightly and have fewer volunteers in the building, we prefer that visitors do not come into the building. Now, keep listening for Let's Talk, and with that, we hope you keep well, and now it's goodbye from Chris and myself, Christine.